Today's Daf Vav. We're going to start on Daf Hey Yomid Beis. We're a couple lines in on the bottom, but it's the middle of the sugya. So I'm thinking of going back a little bit, a lot of it. So I'll go back. We'll go fast. We'll go back up to almost halfway up the page by Yosef of Nachman. Okay, so you're going to go Yosef of Nachman, Rav Sheshet, Yosef of Adam, Master Gabayah. So Rav Nachman, don't worry, we'll do it quickly. Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet are sitting, Rav Adam, Rav Master is around him. The Yosef of Amr, and they asked, Hadik Amr Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar had said, right, Rav Elazar had said that, Rav Shwakish had asked yesterday, about if they're not, if the Korbanos are not Meratzeh, why do they come? So Rav Elazar then said, "Matzino b'vayin la'achar miso shekishen v'im meratzin." We do find a case by the Yoledes where the after miso these korbanos are brought, but since the person's dead, there's no ritzui. So he says, "Le malay." So Reish Lakish could have said back to him, "The case over there was a Yoledes." Then Reish Lakish could have said back to him, "Hanunami lies over there too. These also can come to give ritzui. Can come to give to kapara." So Gemara and Rav Amalei and Rav Asa.
Also,
chatas. No, chatas the baal of ola. It's the ola.
Only over.
Oh yeah, chatas after misa is a can't be chatas after misa halach is moshe misina is not part. So amalei Rav Adam bar Maskna yoledes imhi aldam banam yoledu. We're talking about it's coming for a korban for yoledes. So she gave birth. They gave birth. Obviously not. They didn't give birth. How can I use it? So Maskna for Rav Asi. So Rav Asi says, "Uman leimlan dechi ika kama sega by lo miskapro v'kave dechi ika kama sega mikapro yorshanam mikapri." Korban ola comes out for violations of misa sasei or lavanita sasei. Someone bring, and it's not for any specific carbon. If you bring an ola, that's what's mechapa for you. So this woman, the Yoledes, is bringing her carbon ola. She could have brought that carbon ola and could have had kapara multiple assays. So too, they could bring the carbon ola and have kapara on their assays. Why is this limited only to the? It's not only limited to the carbon for Yoledes. So therefore, they would have had it. So Gemara says, "Lameimra." That means to say, you're telling me that they could get kapara for the carbon that belonged to their mother. Lameimra the kanilu. You're telling me then that Yorshim or Kona, they actually acquire. They have ownership rights over the carbon, because the only way you can get kapara is your carbon. You can't bring someone else's carbon and get ownership, right? So Hamar Rav Yochanan, but didn't Rav Yochanan say, Heniach mincha l'shnei ban of the mace, kreve b'shutfus. Rav Yochanan says, if the father dies and he left over a korban mincha, the korban mincha to two sons, the korban mincha can be hukrab, it can be brought in mizbeach. Problem is, the korban mincha, there's a kasuv that cannot be brought by shutfin. So if this can be brought by the two sons, must mean it's not shutfin. If it's not shutfin, it means that they weren't koneh. You see that the Yorish is not Kona the carbon. Right? Isak Hadak the Kanyelahu, and if you think, like you said, that you're Kona.
But that's only in a partnership, right?
Only a partnership can't be brought. But Isak Hadak the Kanyelahu, and if you think that they actually were Kona it, then they would become partners. So then how can they bring the Korban Mincha? The Nefesh HaMarachmana, only an individual can bring a Korban Mincha, not partners. So Gemara says, okay, that's what we're up to. So therefore what? Lo Kanyelahu? So you're telling me now that they're not Kona it. That they're not going to be koneh, because the only way that the korban mincha can be brought by the yorshim is that they're not koneh it. So they're not koneh it, and therefore the children have to keep going back. Therefore, the children cannot get reached to it for the korban of their mother. So lo kani lehu v'amar of Yochanan, another member of Yochanan, heiniach behema l'shnei ban of the mis, leaves over a korban to his two sons, and he dies, and he wasn't able to be marked with a korban. Kreva. It can be hukrav on the mizbeach. Clearly not a chatas. It can be hukrav on the mizbeach after he dies. The ain mamrin behem. But the sons cannot do tmura. Right? They cannot affect tmura. If they say this korban should be like that, this animal should be like that animal, it's not effective. Right? Ain mamrin behem. Now this only works iya markish lakanyaluhu. If you say that they're kone, then hainu the ain mamrin behem. Then I understand why they can't do tmura. Because the havale kishutafin, because then they're like partners, and the halacha is kishutafin lo matzi mamrim, and partners cannot do tmura. So they only individuals can do tmura, right? Rashi says kishutafin lo matzi mamrim. The tanya, because we have a brisa, hakol mamrim, everyone can do tmura. Chutz min ashutvin, right? The fisha kol parsha nemar b'lashon yachid. The whole parsha is mentioning lashon yachid. So shutvin cannot do tmura. So if you tell me the father dies and he passes the carbon on to the kids. And the kids cannot do tmura. Must mean that they are konit, and therefore they are shutfin, and they are konit. So I'm going to stira. Are they the price of a korban mincha seems to indicate that they are konit. That's why they can't offer the korban mincha. The price of tmura seems to indicate that they Sorry. The Braisa by Kol Mincha seems to indicate that they are not Konet. That's why they can bring the Kol Mincha. The Braisa by Tmur indicates that they are Konet, and therefore the Shutvin, and that's why they cannot do Tmura. The Gemara says, Shani Hasam. Now, Tmur is different. Tmur is a special Gzeirus HaKasav. Even though they are not Kone. So if they're not Kone, they can bring the Korban Mincha. But if they're not Kone, why can they not bring the Tmura? Shani Hasam, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Im Hamer Yamir. So Yahamer comes to include Lurabo Sosioris. That comes to include an inheritor. He can be Tmura, right? And Echad Meimir Yishnaimim. But it says Hamer Yamir in the Lashon Yachid, which comes to indicate that only an individual can do Tmura, not two people. So if two people cannot do Tmura, even if they're not partners. So the idea was, at this fourth stage in Gemara, we say that the Yorshim are not Kone. They're not, despite the fact that they're not Kone, there's Xeris HaKasa, which doesn't allow them to do Tmura. Because they're not Kone, they can bring the Korban Mincha. And because they're not Kone, there is no Ritzoi from the children bringing the Ola of the mother. And then Maski, Flor, Rav Yaakov, Minarpikod. So Rav Yaakov from Napakod asked the following question. Elamayata, meaning if you're going to learn this whole thing about Lashon Yochid, Lashon Yochid teach you only individuals, well, what about by Meiser Sheni? Elamayata, Meiser, which is Meiser Sheni, the Ksiv, it was written by Meiser Sheni, Im Goal Yigal, which is Lashon Yochid, if it is redeemed, right? If you redeem the Meiser Sheni, you have to redeem it, and you have to add a fifth, the Pasuk says. Im Goal Yigal Yigal, like Ishvi Masaro, V'chamishu So, not Chamishu, V'it, just Chamishu So, you'll say Alav. So therefore over here, we say Goal is extra. So Goal is L'rabo Sosei Yorish. That comes to include the inheritor. If I inherit Meiser Sheni, I also have the right to redeem it, and I'll also have to add the fifth, as opposed to redeeming it without the fifth. So, but the Hachanami, Echad Goal Vein Shnayim Goalim. If it's written Lashon Yachid, make the same limud you had by Tmura and say that only one individual, so again, there's only one Yorish, he can redeem it. But if there's two Yorishim, they cannot redeem it. And they would have to bring it up as is to Yerushalayim. So it's the same limud. Where it says, no, Shani Meiser Degabe Avuhun Nami Isei Beshutofis. Meiser is different than Tmura, because by Meiser, when the father is alive, he can, even if he's a Shutof, you could be Poder. So why would it change when he passes away? By Tmura, there never was allowed to bring it. If you shoot first, there is never a concept of Tmura. So therefore, if he dies, you can't add on the concept of Tmura. You have to look at what's going at the underlying halacha. Rashi says, Ika b'shutvus, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before the, when they get short. It says, Isa b'shutvus, delo ashechon de mimait shutafin, there's no place in the Torah where partners are limited in them, their ability to redeem Meiser Sheni. But Tmura, by Tmura, Hainu Taima, Mishum to call a Parsha Nemer B'Lashon Yachid. When it comes to Tmura, the entire Parsha is written by Lashon Yachid. So even before the person dies, if he's an individual, this Tmura effective, not if there's partners. So therefore, when he dies, there's a kasav also because of the singularity of the words that not two, only one. By Meiser Sheni, it doesn't. So where are we now? Again, so now we're at the point where we're saying it's not Kone. You are not Kone the Korban as a Yorish. Therefore, but despite that fact, you can't do, Tmur is not effective. Because of that fact, you can bring the Korban Mincha, and because of that fact, the sons do not cannot use the Ola of their mother to get Ritzoi. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Asi li Rav Ashi. So Rav Asi said back to Rav Ashi, Umina. From the fact, he says, from Tmura itself, I can prove to you that you are Yorish. Because what happens, the din is that we just said that only two Yorishim cannot affect Tmura. Mashma, one Yorish can affect Tmura. Well, how can he affect Tmura if he wasn't Kone yet? We'll see in a moment. He says, "Amalei Rasa Novashi Umina." From the Etzem Din Tmur itself, Iyamar Pishlam Kanyelahu. All's fine if you say that the Yorish is Kone it. I knew the Chad Miyamemar. Then I understand why one of them can do Tmura. It makes sense. Ela Iyamar Lo Kanyelahu. But if you tell me that they're not Kone it, right? That they're not Kone it, meaning Hechi Meimar. How is it possible for him to do Tmura? Wait, we have to figure out why. It's because we have a Lima. So again, if at this point then we say that they are Kone it. So if they are Konet, and the reason why they can't affect Tmura is because they're Shutvin, Then we have a problem as to why they can bring a mincha if they are calling it. And if they are calling it, though, we also understand why we can see that the Yorshim would get kapara with their mother's ola. What's the proof that this individual Yoresh can bring Tmura? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He says three things, and we're proof it from the second thing. Ha'amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'makdish Mosif Chomesh, U'mischaper Ose Tmura, V'atorim Shalo, Al Shalchaveiro, Tovas Hana Shalo. Three statements. Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. What's that? So let's go to Rashi. It's probably the easiest thing. Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh. Next Rashi. Adam Shenadar Karban. Okay, so individual A takes a neder that he's going to bring a karban. V'hifrisho chaveru mishalo l'schaper lo hanoder. So what happened was, okay, A says I'm bringing a karban. A's got no money. So B is mafrish an animal from his own flock for A to use as his karban. V'humam, and he got a mum. So now what do you have to do? That's Kedusha. So ubal chalalo. And you have to like sort of redeem it. You have to let it, whatever. You have to pay money, take the money from that, use that money to buy another carbon. Right? Im hamafrish mechalalo. If the person who set aside the carbon is the one who now, I guess the second guy now has some money. So if this first guy is the one who sets aside the money, mosif chomish. What the halacha is, you have to add a fifth, which is actually a fourth, it's 25%. The im hamischaper mechalalo ain't a mosif chomish. But the person who the carbon was set aside for, he does not have, is the one who is redeems it, he does not have to add a chomish. The Talya Rachmana la chomish b'maktish, because the Torah makes it clear that the chomish is to be paid by the person who makes the korban holy. The pasuk says, v'im hamaktish yigalas beso, if the maktish is the one who does the redemption, v'yosef chamish yiso, v'im go yigalas, I said, okay, so even the maktish has to add a fifth. That's number one. Number three, we're going to skip, number three is the case of someone who's Torah Truma, Shalo, Al Shal Chaveiro. My friend has Tevel, and I say, you know what? We're going to take Truma for me. That's going to be Poda, so I'm the one who's taking off Truma, but it's for your Tevel. Nevertheless, I'm the one who gets to choose which Kohen it goes to. I still have the Tovas Hana. That's number two. Number three is the Raya. Number three is Umischaper Ose Truma. So let's go back to Rashi. Umischaper Ose Tumura. The EU have a violent day. So what happened? That's pretty simple. But the idea is, I'm makdish a carbon for again. A says he's going to bring a carbon. Doesn't have anything. So I'm makdish one something for my flock. Now, who's the one who can affect tmura? Is it me, the one who set it aside, the makdish, or the mischaper? The Gemara says only the mischaper, only the one who's getting kapara for the carbon is the one who can affect do tmura. Right? The EU have a violent day. Right, and the Maseches Truma, you all have time in Perakama. So you see from here what? That it's the Mischaper, the person who's getting Kapara. So if you say that the individual Yorish can affect Tmura, must be because he's a Mischaper, that he's going to get Kapara from the Korban. The only way he's going to get Kapara from the Korban is if he inherited the right of the Korban. Right. So you see that he's Konet. So the Gemara says, no. Gives a very, very esoteric answer, which is very hard to understand. He says, Mikva lo mikapra, mikufia mikapra. Thank you.
You don't have to take truma from your own?
No, someone can take truma from something else.
You get from yours?
Of course, yeah. So, what does this mean, mikva lo? So, literally, what it means is from that which is set aside, he doesn't get kapara. From that which is floating, mikufia, he does get kapara. So what does that mean? I don't know. So read Rashi. Rashi says mikvolo mikapra mikufi mikapra kapara kivua she yoris baalav mamish ein lehen. To get full fledged kapara as if you were the owner of the karban, the yarshim do not get. Meaning they do inherit, but they don't inherit. It's going to be this middle stage. So to get full kapara from the actual karban itself, the yarshim do not get because they are not considered Kone. So again, if they're not considered Kone, that has all these ramifications, and that goes back to the original point. They're not considered Kone, therefore it's not a case of Ritzur. That's the whole point. But if they're not Kone yet, then how are they possibly affecting Tmura? Right? Hilkach gabe mincha. So Rashi says, let's start again. Kapara kavur sheyorish bala mamash ein lehem. Hilkach gabe mincha. So therefore by the mincha ksher li karev, they can be makrevit. Delav de shutfin hi, because they're not considered shutofim. Right? Aval kapara kufia. But this floating kapara, vitzafa, minele yeshbehen hilkach hemir. There's this new type of association that one has with the karban. There's this full association, this full ownership, where you get kapara, mamish, from the animal, and there's this other floating type of esoteric, less, you know, less real type of kapara that you just get from the fact that it's a karbon. That they get. What that is, I don't know. That they get. Meaning, they own it, but they don't own it. They own it enough to affect tmura, but they don't own it enough to become shutafim. You have to get to the lumps to figure out how that works. That's it.
I don't get the... How can it possibly be that I can get a kapara on an animal that I bring that doesn't belong to me?
That's exactly the point. So they're not.
You can't.
They're not. That's what we just said.
So what's this whole Gemara saying?
So mikvah lo mikapra, they're not getting kapara. The only way you can get the kapara if an animal,
yours.
If you're a yorishit.
Right.
They say they're not yorishit. That's like answers our original question.
So what are you bringing it for?
So they're not being yorishit because it's...
So what are you getting?
What do you have to bring a karbon. What are you supposed to do with the karbon? Has to be brought.
He bring the karma for a purpose.
The purpose is now that you have an animal that was set aside and hooked us to be hooked rav, and you have to be mak of it. So the person doesn't get the kapara. That's the original question of the Gemara.
Yeah, so they
can still deal with it. The problem is here, the Yorshim are not getting kapara. However, they do have enough rights to it that if the Yorish does tmura, it's effective. To figure out how that works. Okay. Ibailu, right? That's what it is. It is, but it isn't. It's his, but it's not his. That's basically what Murrah's answer. Actually, another way. It is here and it is here. It's not Mishnah. It is and it is. So, Ibailahu. So, they ask a Shaila. Kipru al Masha Ba'u o lo Kipru. What does that mean? So, the Mishnah had said, Kol Zvachim Shenizbikul Lo Lishman Kasherim, all the Zvachim that are brought Shalol Lishma, they're kosher, except Lo Alabal Shemkova. That was your question. They still brought the Mizbeah because they're still Kodesh. So Yibayel asked the question, did these karbonos, okay, I have to bring another karbon. In the meantime, is the fact that that karbon that was Nizbach Shalol Shema, that's brought the Mizbeah, is that still provide me with kapara in the meantime or not? Rashi says, Kipru al Mashabo, says, Kachim Shenizbach Shalol Shema, Vikarvu, and they were brought on the Mizbeah. It's not, and they were finished, right? It's not lo alu shem kova. It's sarach laviachar. I have to bring another one. Me whom we boil it is still a question. In kafru al chetcha hifrushu alav, if they accomplished the goal, they did the kapara. The nafkamina shlo nidag min yisurim b'intayim. The nafkamina being, I don't have to worry about any yisurim or punishments that are going to happen because of my avera. Means I get kapara yet, and did I get kapara yet? I just have now a chiyuv to bring another karbon. Or the reason why I have to bring another karbon is I didn't get kapara yet.
Okay.
The question is, what karbon are we talking about? Because the way chatas, it's not kosher. So I'm trying to figure out which kapara are you talking about? We're talking about an ola, for assays. But that's what it could be. All right, so you've already looked kipru amashabo, or lo kipru. So the Gemara says, amarav, I think the girsa should be shisha, braidrav edi, mistabod lo kipru. Makes sense to say that there is no kapara, because the isla kataita kipru, sheni lamuba. If you're telling me that they did get kapara, then why do you bring the second one for? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elamai lo kipru? Well, you tell me that there is no kapara? Then if that's the case, lavu karev. Then why is the first one even brought on the mizbeah? So Amar Rav Ashi says as follows, Rav Shisha b'reid Rav Idi haki kashla. No, this is what his kasha was. I amart bishlama lo kipru. If you tell me that they do not get kapara, I understand, shalo lishmo, why is shalo lishmo still brought? So they don't get kapara. You don't get kapara, so the question that simply is, that's why they bring the second one. You have to bring the second one because you didn't get kapara. So why are you being mocked of the first one? Right? So Gemara already answered because neder and nedava, we may know it's just a nedava. So what's, I don't know why this keeps going back to this. We already answered it like three times already, or maybe twice. So he says, Iyamar bishama shalo kipru, if you tell me that you don't get kapara, shalo lishmo, so therefore the karma is what shalo lishmo, why is it brought? Mikoach lishmo ka'asi. It still can be brought on his bayah because it's coming mikoach lishmo. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that the fact that it was set aside, that's what I was saying to you before, the fact that it was set aside and it was huktash, gives this karbon a status of something that should be brought onto the Mizbeach. So the end game, the ye'ud, right, the point, the destiny of this animal is to be brought onto the Mizbeach. You did so lo shema, okay, you don't get kapara, but it doesn't take away from the destiny of the animal, it's to be brought onto the Mizbeach. So mikolach lishmo ka'asi. So
by
then,
by virtue
of being set aside to be a karbon,
yeah.
Right? So it still has that. So usheni lamuhuba. So why does the second one come? L'chaper. They bring the second one to chaper. The first one is brought because it can continue its destiny.
Right.
The second one is brought now because I have to get kapara because the first one didn't give me kapara. But if you're telling me, that the first one doesn't provide kapara, so sheni lama huba. So why is the point of the second one? I don't know. We have a precedent for that. It's the whole concept of an ashram toli. Ashram toli doesn't provide kapara. He still bring a carbon. You know, okay, whatever. I didn't see anything about that. The Gemara said, fine. Next question. Iboy luhu. They asked the shayla in the shayla neshiva. I say de la acher hafrasha mechapra. Oh, lo mikapra. Okay. The idea is, this has nothing to do with Lishma and not Lishma. I'm bringing carbon ola because I have 17 assays that I want to get kapara for. I set aside the carbon ola. Before I bring the carbon ola, it's set aside. Before I actually bring it, I violate assay number 18. Does assay number 18 get kapara from that carbon ola that I set aside before I did aveira number 18? Pretty much, I think that's the question. Right? Ibailu, assay de la achar hafrasha mikapra. Olo mechapra. But a korban chatas, for sure it does not, because a korban chatas is set aside specifically for a sin. Right? So the Gemara says, mi amina, do we say, mi de dahavi a chatas? Should we compare it to a chatas? Ma chatas, the koda afrosha in, la achar frasha lo. Chatas only works if I did this, if I was mafresh the korban, after I knew about the aveira. But if I mafresh the korban and then find out an aveira, it doesn't work. Maybe a chatas you can use for multiple korban, for aveiras, I'm not sure. He says, Achatas, second wide line of Rashi, Delo Michapra Ella, probably Al Shkigas Kareis, the Kodam Hafrasha. So you Michapra, something that you knew about before the Hafrasha, the Ksiv Ohoda Alav. You have to knowingly be aware of it, Chataso. You have to know about your Chatas, then you mafresh it. If you mafresh a card without knowing about your your Chait, it doesn't work. So maybe we say the Ola is the same way. So Av Hachanami, the Kodam Hafrasha in, La'acha Hafrasha Lo. Oh, Dilmore, do we say no? Lo dami lachatas. It's not similar to the chatas. Why? The chatas al kochet v'chet boi lasi chada achas. Chatas. No, by chatas, each chet carries its own korban chatas. A shuman korban chatas. A chelev korban chatas. Sorry, a shuman is no korban chatas. A chelev is korban chatas. A dam is korban chatas. Shuman's mutter. So therefore, but bahacha, but here, by the korban ola, since you can use one carbon ola to get kapara from multiple violations of assays, maybe you can also throw on an assay after you set aside the carbon. What's to say? Maybe are they the same or are they different, basically? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let me bring you a proof. That the proof here, I believe, is that the ola cannot bring kapara for sin number 18, which took place after I set aside the carbon. So Toshma, the pasuk says by Ola, v'samach yadol rosha Ola, you do smicha, v'nirtzel Ola chapelo, and then you get, if you do smicha, then you get ritzu, you get kapara. It seems like here that the smicha is what's affecting the kapara. Right. Smicha is affecting the atonement, but that's not true. It's because Adam affects the atonement. He says v'samach v'nirtzel, v'chi smicha mechaperes, does smicha provide atonement? V'halo ein kapara. El Badam. The kapara is with the dam. So what does it say for samach v'nirtza? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It says clearly that the dam is what provides kapara. El mat hamad loma v'samach v'nirtza l'chaper. What kapara is with the smicha? So the Gemara says, el mat hamad loma v'samach v'nirtza l'chaper. She'im asa l'smicha, she'ari mitzvah, ma'al lava kasach yilo chiper v'chiper. Also very weird. If you did the smicha like she'ari mitzvah, like mitzvahs that you toss aside, if you treated the smicha like a tossed aside mitzvah, you didn't do it correctly, you didn't do it all, so then you didn't do the korban correctly. You got your kapara, so ma'alav kakasat, even lo kiper v'kiper. The Torah makes it, as even though you got kapara, it's as if you didn't get kapara, meaning you didn't do it correctly. So the Gemara says, okay, so what does that mean, ki'ilu kiper v'lo kiper? I gave an answer, but that's not what the Gemara's first answer is going to mean. What is kiper v'lo kiper? So ma'alav, what does it mean? Kiper means I say the kodem afrasha. If you didn't do smicha, then you get kapara for everything that took place before you were mafresh the animal. But lo kiper, I say the smicha, and you don't get kapara for violating the assay of smicha. It's v'samach. So you didn't do smicha. So then you bring the korban ola. So you're not going to get kapara for not doing the smicha. So therefore it doesn't work for something that's after the smicha. The habile assay, the achar afrasha, because that is an assay after the animal set aside. The Gemara says, wait a second. Amar Rava, asay the smicha kamart. Talking about the asay of smicha, shani hasa. Maybe you can get kapara for all other asays, even after afrasha. The reason why you can't get a kapara for violating, for not doing the smicha, right, is because the kol kamadlo shachit ba'am of the samukai. So long as I didn't shech the animal, I can go ahead and you can do smicha. Just bring it back and I'll do smicha. Amos kahavi asei. At what point in time do you finally violate the asei of smicha? It's only at the point of no return is when it's shechted. And we had no shaila as to whether or not the korban ola can give you kapara for an asay that you violated after it's shechted. The shaila we have is whether the korban ola can bring you kapara for an asay that you violated after you were mafreshed, after you separated. The asay of smicha is violated only after you shechted. That's not a shaila. No one's going to say, all right, I brought korban ola for 17 averus, it's shechted, and now I did an avera 18, it can bring me kapara for that as well. Why not? The kaparas with the zrika. We just said the kaparas with the zrikas. I don't know. Okay. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda LaRava.
Maybe it's a whole process that makes a kapara.
The Gemara just said in kapara ela b'dam. It's with the dam.
But that's part of it.
The zrika dam is the zrika's dam. I don't know. Okay. Could be. Correct. The four avodas to make the karman kosher, but the kapara comes about with the last avoda of the zrika. You have to have the process of the four and done it properly, but the final kapara comes about with the zrika.
So can you add one to it?
He says no. But I'm asking why not?
Why not?
Who cares that it was shechted? It wasn't Nizrak yet. That's my question. I don't know.
Once he starts shechting it, the process, I think he's saying it's the process started.
So the process started, which means it doesn't allow you to add on,
exactly.
But if the process is not completed correctly, you don't get a part of what was done before.
Exactly.
Maybe, okay, I can hear that.
It's a little complicated, but...
Yeah, okay, I can hear that. It's hard, again, what's the difference? We said floating kapara also. So what he's saying, I think makes sense, is that, you're right, the kapara that you get for your violations is only when you do the zrika. But once you start the process, it basically closes the door for anything else to come in. Okay, good. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda LaRava. So Rav Yehuda says that we still have to answer the price. What does it mean? Ma alav akasim kiilu lo kiper v'kiper. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda LaRava. Emar kiper gavra. The gavra gets kapara. But lo kiper kapishmaya. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it so much because he didn't do exactly what he said, which is how we answered beforehand. The Gemara now brings another example similar to that. It's weird. It's like you get kapara, but not kapishmaya. So what do you get kapara for? You have to get kapara kapishmaya.
I don't exactly know how the check system works though.
Right. So it seems to me what you're doing is you're getting kapara, but you're not getting all your checks checked off. You're not getting all your checks checked off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got kapara for what you did in the past, but you didn't get your check for this. So Gemara says mi lo tnan. We have a Mishnah in Negayim. So this is a Mishnah Negayim that's talking about the tahara process of the Metzorah. It's coming to purify the Metzorah. So after what happens is after you put the shemen on his big toe and on his thumbs. Right, you put it on the tnuch ozno ubahonis. You put it on his ears also, earlobes. You put it on his thumbs and his toes, and then there's leftover oil. It says v'hanoser b'shem and asher al akaf. Left, right. It says v'kohen yitain al rosh hametaher lichaper alav lifnei Hashem. The rest is put it on his head, his forehead, really. So Gemara says, if nitan ta'itan kama says if the shemen is put on his head, kiper. Then there's kapara and he's done. The imlo nitan lo kiper. If it's not put on his head, he doesn't have kapara. He's still considered a mechusa kiparim. He still didn't do everything. He still can't eat karbanos. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer shiyari mitzvahen. No, putting the oil on the head. That's just an extra part of the mitzvah. It's not the ikar mitzvah. Therefore, bein nitan whether it's put on the head or bein shalom nitan or if it's not put on the head, kiper. He has kapara just with putting on the thumbs and the toes. That's enough. But the ma'ali alav lo kiper. But says if he didn't get kapara, meaning according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, he gets kapara, so he can eat the kachim, but he doesn't get the check. Doesn't get the check. So it's a formality regarding the affecting what it's you come to do.
Right.
It's not a formality regarding getting full credit for doing everything. So Gemara says, okay, so my ki'ilu lo kiper. What does it mean ki'ilu lo kiper? So ilema demi poyel esi korban achrina. But there's a whole process for the mitzvah to become tahor. He brings the karbanos and he gets anointed with the oil. So if you say low keeper means the whole thing is no good, and therefore he has to go back to scratch to be boil asui karban achrina, right? So then How, what does that mean? Ha amar ben nitan ben lo nitan kiper. Rav Yochum ben Nuri, we already said this outside, we're just going back inside. Rav Yochum ben Nuri said, whether you gave it or not, he got kapara. So obviously it doesn't mean that he doesn't get, that he has to start from scratch. Ella kiper gavra, right? He got kapara, he completed what he needed to do. Lo kiper kame shvaya, but he didn't do nachas ruach lakono. Right? He didn't do, like we just said, he didn't get the full check for doing the process correctly. Sure, the process was effective, because now he's going to eat karbonos. The process is effective, but he doesn't get the checks for doing the process for all the way through. So hachinami, so too by our case with the smicha, we had the case with this where he doesn't do smicha. It's kiper below kiper, means he got kapara for the zrikas adam, but he doesn't get all the checks. He doesn't get all the checks, and therefore, so even though he got kapara for the assays, he didn't do nachas ruach. So therefore, what? So therefore, we see that case of the smicha is not a raya for getting that case of smicha is not a raya for. For if you were mafresh, if you were mafresh an animal, if you did an avera after you were mafresh.
Right. Does he bring a new korban?
Who?
The guy?
No, according to Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, no. According to Rabbi Kiva, it seems to, yes, as of now we're staying out. He says, he didn't get kapar, it's Tanakam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochum and Nuri says, kiper velo, ma'alav ki ilo lo kiper. What does that mean? He doesn't bring another korban? No, he doesn't bring another korban because Rabbi Yochum and Nuri says he got kapara. So what does it mean, kiper velo kiper? He gets kapara, process is good, is done. He gets it's effective, but he just didn't do it the right way. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Hasam nami kiper matan bahonos lo kiper matanas rosh. Now, there it's easier to make. You can make a distinction. You can say, what does Rav Yochanan ben Nuri mean? Kiper below kiper. It means that he doesn't have to go back to do to put the oil on the thumbs, but he does have to re-put the oil on the forehead. There's two parts here. Just putting the oil on the thumbs and put the oil on the forehead. So Rabbi Kiva says, if you don't put the oil on the forehead, then what you did for the thumbs doesn't count either. Comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says, no, kiper below kiper. What you did on the thumbs is good, you just have to go back to the forehead. But it has nothing to do with this, you know, semi-status of kiper below kiper. It's talking about the actual case of the Metzora. What did you do? What was effective? So according to Rabbi Kiva, nothing was effective. You got to go back and start from scratch. Right. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you know, you just go back a little bit, what you didn't do. But he still have to do it. So we don't have a raya for this keeper and low keeper, right? It says, Hasam nami keeper matan bahonos, low keeper matnas harosh. Rashi says, low keeper matnas harosh, first, last white line on top. It says, V'yavi log acher, v'yiten matnas harosh. Bring another log of oil and give the oil, put the oil on the head. Ule Rabbi Akiva, but for Rabbi Akiva, sarit sheyasl bahonos. You have to start again from the thumbs, okay? But no one says, seems to say, you have to bring another korban. You just have to, where you start back with them. Okay. So the Gemara says, we still have now our suffix. Our suffix still is, if I do Avera 18 after I set aside my Ola for my first 17 Averas. If I do Avera 18 after I set aside, can the Ola work? Can the korban Ola work for my 18th Avera? So the Gemara says, following Bryce, Tashma, Rav Shimon Omer, Kivsei Atzeres Lamehe Moyim. Why do I bring the Kivsei Atzeres on Shuas? Why did they bring them? And Rashi says, Kivsei Atzeres. Oh, we're not there yet. So Gemara asks, Kivsei Atzeres. What do you want to bring the Kivsei Atzeres? Shlomim Ninu. They're a Shlomim. They're not coming for Kapara. They're a Shlomim. They're a Matan Lakadosh Baruch Hu. They're a Shlomim, right? Rashi says, Kivsei Atzeres Shlomim Ninu. Right? Vahalo. Chova Lelechem Hein Boim. Lahatir Sachadosh Bemikta Lelutus Bukhurim. They're coming to join the Shnei Alechem, and that matches the Chadash, to teach the Chadash. That's what it's brought. What do you mean, where are they coming from? So Gemara says, no. Ella, Si'ire Atzeres Lamehe Boim. On Shavuos, there are two Si'ir for a Chatas that are brought. Why are they Boim? Why do they have two? Right? Rashi says, Si'ire Atzeres. Gabi Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, Ksivi Shnei Si'irim. Two times, there are two Si'irim that are brought on Shavuos. Chad b'toris kahanim. One is written in Vayikra. Pasuk says, Vasisim sir izim echa l'chatas. They bring one A's for a chatas. V'chad b'chumash ha'pekudim v'musafim. And one is mentioned in the Parsha of, in Parshas Pinchas, in Chumash Pekudim, in Bamidbar, in the Book of Numbers. Right, Pekudim. The Book of Numbers, by the Korban Musaf. All holidays have to bring in a Musaf. V'kaim olam v'masech ha'shvuas, we say masech ha'shvuas, that si'iri ha'regalim, these korban l'chatas, the si'irim on the yontif, Boyin al Tumas Mikdash Vikodshav. They come to provide kapara for people who violated Tumah. She'ain't by your deal, but so a person didn't realize before or after they went to the base of interest when it was stomach. Well, why do I need two? What's the point of two?
Because it says plural, see reason.
Where it doesn't say.
Sure it does. In the pasuk, it's plural.
Seir izim is singular. Vasisim seir izim. Seir izim echad l'chatas. One for l'chatas.
But is it izim plural?
Right. So it's a series of echad l'chatas echad ola. One's word for l'chatas. Finish the puzzle.
Echad l'chatas, but seir izim.
Correct. Another iz is word for something else. One is word for l'chatas. That's one seir word for l'chatas. The other seir in that puzzle is word for something else. That's the, and then in Bamidbar it brings another one. What's the purpose of having two? So Ella Siira Yatzeres Lama Hein Bayim Atumas Mitzvah Kachshav. So what's so the Gemara says? No. So she continues Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon. If I bring the first Sa'ir and I throw the blood, so we already got kapara for the tumah, right? So Shein Lama Karev. Why are we bringing the second one? So the Gemara says Al Tuma Sheora Bing Ze Lize for any tumah that took place between the two, right? Emor Mayata, you see from here, Ru'uyin Hayu Yisroel L'Akri Korban Oseim Echolis V'Choshah Ela Shehichisei HaKosev. You see from here that really B'nai Yisroel should be Makri Korbanos regarding his Tumah 24-7. Because Baruch Hu didn't want him to bring to spend so much money. So at certain points of time, you bring this Korban. But on Shavuos, there are two to show you. So therefore, you bring Korban A, and then you bring Korban B for anything that took place between Korban A and Korban B. But over here, the asay la'achar hafrasha and the kamikafra. But in Shavuos we are. In Shavuos we are bringing the two korbanos. One is for, so we set aside the two korbanos. I bring one korban for tumah. Then I bring the second korban for tumah took place in between. But that second korban is coming to be kapara for things that took place after the hafrasha. That's a raya. After hafrasha, you can still, even if you, though you were mafresh it, the carbon that you bring after, but if you mock with the carbon, it will still count for things that took place after you were mafreshim. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. Either afreshinu bevas achas hachinami. If we separated both seir izim at the same time, then you're right. Because you do separation at point A, you mock with the carbon at point B is taking care of anything between A and B, then you'd be right. But hacha b'mayiskinan, what's the pasuk talking about? The ifreshinu bezeh achar zeh. The cases where they separated, they were mafreshit at the same time in the beginning. And therefore, so what it's talking about, they were mafreshit, so we're mafresh korban A, and they bring it, and that takes care of the korban. And then they're mafresh korban B, that takes care of the tumah process. And mafresh korban B afterwards, and that takes care of the tumah in between A and B. So Gemara says, right, v'leku v'lemi le'kra, the kiksiva b'zeach or zeksiva, the whole point of the only bring, The Torah is only talking about the case of where you were mafreshit. The Torah shouldn't have said that. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says that you separated the two korbanos. So the Gemara says, okay, right. Rashi says the lekum v'leim alei bitmiya efshar shalom ba kasev el lekach el bekol shana hitzachushnayim. The Torah says that every shuas you need to bring two. According to what you're saying, the only time I would need two. And the only time I would bring two is if I would mafresh them, if I was mafresh them zeh achar zeh. But if I was mafresh them, at the same, no, say again. The ef reshino bevas achas hachanami domus kach reshin yamidi the insur hama hagamai skin lehulas reshin level reshino zeh achar zeh the haisha leikam aleim with the ef shel shalob al kosh al kach v'lo kosh on the hitzav hushnayim. Every year we need two. Even if you were mafresh it in one time. Right, so the Gemara tried to say, no, the only time you bring two karbanos, the only time you have the need for two karbanos, is if you were mafresh it b'zeh achar zeh. But if you mafresh it b'vas achad, it wouldn't work, because you can't have kapara for things that took place after Afrasha. But the Gemara says that can't be. The Torah says you always bring two. You only bring two only if you were mafresh it at the same time. That's not what the Torah is talking about. The Gemara then says, no, Amar Papa. Karbonot Sibur Kamarta, you're talking about the public karbonos that apply to the entire Kahal. Karbonot Sibur Kamarta, Shani Karbonot Sibur, the lave based in Kamasna Alayan. Karbonot Sibur are different. Karbonot Sibur have the concept the heart of based in makes a Tanayan in. What does that mean? Lave based in. Here, Rashi. Rashi says, "Ha'oskim b'tzarchei tzibur." Those the gizbarim, no, right? Those the gabayim. They're osik b'tzarchei tzibur. Masne aleihem. They make a tnai when they separate the carbon, the carbonos. Sha'afilu yefreshum hakohanim b'vas achas. Even if they mafresh the carbonos at the same time, lo tiyeh hafroshes ha'achor hafrosha at samuch hakravoso. It doesn't get the status of being hufrosh until right before it is hukrav, it is brought. In order that the second carbon can be used for any tumah that took place between the offering of the first and the second. So yeah, they set it aside at the same time, but it's not considered hufrosh because leiv based in masna lam, it doesn't get the status of a set aside carbon until they decide later on. So it's not a case. By, it's not a case of the carbon coming to bring kapara for things that took place after it was hufrosh. Because it only gets the status of hufrosh, capital hey, only gets the status of hufrosh when based on the size that's hufrosh. And when did they decide that? Right before the shechita. So therefore, it's being brought after, it's being hufrosh after the violations of tumah, which took place after the first carbon was brought. Amar Papa, carbon of Sibur kamarta, shani carbon of Sibur, the live based in kamas aleihem. And how kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that karbonos tzibor sakin moshchaton l'mashahein. When it comes to karbon tzibor, when it comes to the public karbonos, the knife draws them to whatever they are. Meaning at the time of the shechita, the knife draws them. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, hashochton, so that's Rashi, the one who shechs it. I mean, you determine, the determination of what the korban is made at the time of the shechita, basically. Let's read it inside. Hashochtan moshcha namashin royin ve'omdim v'afilu yada hashochis mahin. The shechita does it. Kigon tamidim shelo hotzuchu letzibor. Let's say I have leftover tamidim. I have korbanos tamid, and it comes Nisan, and I have these leftover korbanos tamidim. Tamidim shelo hotzuchu letzibor. Shenikhu mitruma yoshen, yoshana. They were taken from the old monies. V'igia echa ben Nisan. And they come on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shemitz v'lahavi min achadosh. He's supposed to bring those korbanos now from the new donations. Because I mean Rosh Hashanah. So shochran, you can shech them. Uksheirim leketz ha-mizbeach. And they can be now used just when the mizbeach is empty. Right? Ketz ha-mizbeach. Kedin sh'ar moser chumas ha-kesef ha-nisha v'kupas ha-chum. Like all other monies that's used after the leftover money. Even though these animals were set aside originally to be a korban tamid, the lowest shame olas the dove tzibor could go ketz mizbeach, and not for just this voluntary ola for the tzibor. Nevertheless, hoel below chazu l'tzminim craving l'may the chazu. Since they're no longer ripe to be used for tzminim, we can use them for whatever we see fit. Why? Mishum the lame based in masne land because there's a tznai based in im hutzrachu. Oh, what's the dollar? The dollar's probably important. Im hutzuchu hutzuchu v'im lav, and if they're not needed, yikayim behen esam esbeach, yikayitz behem esam esbeach. So he's basically saying that sakin moshkan l'mashahen is the same thing as lei based imasnelem. Then Rashi says v'nir be'enai delo garsi lei lahad shmuel hacha. This whole thing of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know garis at all. Why? Because there's a machlokas in the Gemara Shavuos of whether you say lay based in Masner or not. So according to one mandamer says lay based in Masner land. One mandamer says no, Basin does not make the Tanai. So if Basin does not make the Tanai, so the Gemara had an answer for that, and they said, oh no, they don't make the Tanai, but it's the knife. In other words, this was used to answer the person who doesn't hold of lay based in Masner land. So according to Rashi, you take it out. Tosas has a problem with that because usually we take out the gear, so it's a word here or something like that, not to take out a whole memra. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow, what they're going to do is they're going to reject Rav Papa. Right, Rav Papa explained Rav Shimon. Right, what we just did. Rav Papa explained Rav Shimon here about saying that it's talking about leave based in Masna Lehem. That's why it's not a raya, because the second carbon brings kapara for the tumah because it's not considered hufrosh beforehand, it's considered hufrosh afterwards. Tomorrow they're going to ask on that. That's a little complicated tomorrow. Good luck.
Right.
Have a good day. Everyone have a good day. Right. Everyone have a Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach.